Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the show. As always, I am so happy to have you here today. I hope you are having a wonderful day. And on the episode today, we are going to talk about how to get 5 free night stays at in any Marriott resort. Hyatt, as you know, if you're a longtime listener, is one of my favorite brands. I did an entire podcast episode about Hyatt, but the more that I travel and the more that I use my points, Marriott is a very, very close second, and I will go over all of the reasons why and why these free night certificates are really such gold, and really you should have these cards that earn you these free nights in your pocket. So we're going to talk about how to get 5 of those free nights that you can use within the next year. But before we dive into today's episode, I am so excited because on Saturday, the Travel Points Collective launched and it is out there. We are starting this group on October 1st, and there are only a few slots left. So if you are wanting to figure out this entire travel points thing and get walked through step by step how it all works, get all of your questions answered, and get a big dream trip planned and booked for you to take within the next year-ish, this is the place for you. It is a small, intimate group of women who are ready to travel, who are ready to never have to pay full price for a vacation again, learn how this works, and get their dream trip planned and booked. So if that is you, I want you to join because it is seriously my mission to make every person who wants this to be able to travel however, whenever, and how often they want without ever having to check their bank account. So if that is you, I would love to see you inside, and I cannot wait to start working on your travel goals. Be sure to grab the link here in the show notes. So let's dive into today's episode on how the heck do we get 5 free night certificates from Marriott? So Hyatt, like I said, is really a star favorite of mine, really because their points redemptions are so dang cheap. You can stay at some amazing resorts for very little points, like 20,000 points at some really nice all-inclusives, which is crazy. And Chase being my favorite bank transfers points to Hyatt. So that's really why I love them. But Marriott is a very, very close second, almost neck and neck, and this is why. So Marriott has, I am a luxurious traveler, and I love luxury hotels, 5-star resorts, bougie. And Marriott has some really amazing resorts within their collection, and so that is one of the reasons I love them. You can also transfer your Chase points to Marriott or Hyatt, however you choose. And the biggest thing, too, is when I'm traveling, Marriott is all over the map, and so there are lots and lots of options. Whereas if you're not staying in like a large city like Denver or Houston, there probably isn't going to be a Hyatt option. So for example, when I just went to Helen, Georgia this last summer, small town up in the Smoky Mountains, there were no Hyatt options. There was no Hyatt anywhere near that area other than like Atlanta, Georgia, but there was a Marriott. Was it 5-star luxury resort? No, but I had that option. And so Marriott has an abundance of locations. And so when you're traveling to those more off-beaten places on the map, you're almost always going to find a Marriott option and probably not a Hyatt option. So I love having that flexibility of being able to choose between Hyatt or Marriott, and whatever fits that travel schedule or those travel goals, I have flexible options. And so I do stay at Hyatt a majority of the time, but I do stay with Marriott very, very frequently. We just got back from Phoenix about a month ago. We stayed at a Marriott there because it was a very luxurious resort and we really like staying there. And so we used our points for that. And so whatever That's why I love these flexible points, especially with Chase. But there are times when these co-branded cards for these hotel chains are very valuable, and this is one of those times. Marriott free night certificates come in really nice elevated offers, whereas Hyatt, you very rarely get those free night certificates. Other than with having the card, you get like one a year, or if you hit like a special bonus. But Marriott, when they do their elevated offers, they are very generous with their free night certificates. And so this card right now has an elevated offer of 5 free night certificates. And when they do this, I jump on it every single time if I don't already have that card in my wallet. My husband has this card in his wallet, so I will probably jump on this offer and get it myself. And we right now have like 6 free night certificates already from Marriott ready to use. And so these are very, very valuable. 3 things that you need to know about this card before you get it though. 1 is it is a business card, and I will go over a little bit on how you can qualify for that, but do know that this is a business card. This is an American Express card. The other thing that you should know is when you get these free night certificates, once you hit that sign up bonus for the free night certificates, you only have 1 year to spend them. So definitely have a strategy for opening the card. Don't just get it and not really know how you're going to use those free night certificates, because they will expire in a year, and you don't want to not be able to use them. That would be one of the worst things that you could do. The sign up bonus for this card is going to be when you spend $8,000 in the first 6 months. You will then have your free night certificates, and from that time of when you spent the $8,000 in the first 6 months is when your year will start, okay? This card has an annual fee of $125, so not very high annual fee for the amount of value that you are going to get out of these free night certificates. The third thing that you need to know about this card is those free night certificates are capped at a value, so they are 50,000 points a night. And so while they will not be used on the most luxurious resort out there, because that will cost around like 80,000 to 100,000 points per night for Marriott, but there are a lot of really good sweet spots. Let's just say that the resort that you want to stay at is 65,000 points a night. You can take your free night certificate at 50,000 points and add an additional 15,000 points to your stay to get that free night certificate. So the normal rate for their free night certificates on these cards are 35,000 points, and they are now elevated to 50,000, and they're giving you 5 of them. So there are some really good sweet spots, and I'm going to talk about that here in just a second on how to find those sweet spots, because there are some really good redemptions. So don't think that just because you can't stay at any Marriott resort that you want, that they're not valuable, because they absolutely are. Just for example, that resort I was just talking about in Phoenix that we stayed at, it was the Phoenician. It was a very, very nice resort, and it was 50,000 points a night. And then a lot of these ones too, if you were to stay on off-peak nights when it's not maybe super busy or it's in the off-season, you can find really good rates as well. So don't think that you can't find availability. So how do we find Marriott resorts that are going to be eligible for these free night certificates? You are going to use an online tool that is really one of my favorites for finding any sort of availability for resorts. It is going to be maxmypoint.com. I will put that here in the show notes. It's a great website for using on finding availability at resorts. So like for Hyatt example, it's really hard on the Hyatt website to find when that availability is open, because if there's one day in the stay that you're trying, it's just going to say not available, and you won't know which day it is. And so when you go to Max My Point, you can search by any resort, you can search by any hotel brand, and it will show you the calendar and what the cost is for each day and the availability of when it's open. So for resorts that are very popular and they're really hard to find availability, especially on points, this is a great tool. And then for this kind of thing, it's also a great tool because you can go in and you can filter by the resort brand, so Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, IHG. You can search by location, and then you can filter it to the amount of points per night that you want. So you're going to go in there and filter Marriott, and then you're going to filter 50,000 points or 65,000 points if you want to add on to your free night certificate, and you're going to find some really great options, okay? Just looking now on MaxMyPoint, because I actually just went on here to see what would pop up if I did that, and I'm actually really surprised at some of the options. So I'm looking through here. Oops. Okay, so we have like the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain in Arizona. Ritz-Carlton is a really, really nice brand. Marriott Kauai Beach Club. So you could go to Hawaii with some of these free night certificates. A lot of them are going to be in other countries just because like points are a lot cheaper for like Singapore. I've seen Japan on here. The Phoenician one just popped up, the resort I was talking about in Phoenix, Marriott Cancun. So you're going to have a lot of different options, and you can find some really, really good sweet spots. Ritz-Carlton popped up again. So a lot of these are higher end hotels. You just have to use these calendar features on MaxMyPoint to be able to find those dates. So definitely be flexible on the dates of when you can use them, and that will open up more options. Or if you just have like a destination in mind, go to that destination, see what Marriott hotels are there available, and if those will fit these free night certificates. And that really will tell you if this is a card that you should open. So don't just open this to get 5 free nights and then really not have a plan. Sort of have an idea, because you don't want to be a year from now and they expire in a month and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to use these. Like, what should we do? I mean, you can do that, but I would definitely have a plan of where you want to go and how you're going to use them. So definitely grab this offer. It is such a good one. Like I said, I grabbed this one last year when it was available for my husband, and I probably will grab it again. This offer will end on October 16th. So you do still have a couple of weeks to grab the Marriott Business American Express card, okay? October 16th is when this will expire. If you have any questions at all about this, please do reach out to me. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on is, yes, it is a business card. I've talked about this a few times on the podcast, but you do not have to have a legitimate business to apply for business cards. You don't have to have an LLC or a corporation or anything. If you do have that, great. Definitely utilize that. My husband has an LLC and we utilize the crap out of his business for business cards and hitting elevated offers and getting lots of points. But you don't have to have a business. So on the business application, when you're signing up for your credit card, it's going to ask for your EIN number, which is your business number if you have an LLC. But if you don't have that, you can just put your social security number. I have done this with little small side gigs. I've put my social security number, and under business name, I just put my name. So if you sell anything on Facebook Marketplace, any source of additional income, whether that's $5, will qualify you for a business card. I've seen people who sell eggs at a farmer's market, or maybe they have a craft booth once a year that they set up at a holiday shop or Facebook Marketplace or anywhere that you might sell clothes that you're getting rid of, even if it's on like Instagram or something, whatever brings in just some sort of extra revenue. If you coach on the side, anything like that will qualify you. It will ask for your estimated annual revenue from your business. Don't lie. Don't say you're making thousands of dollars. If you sold a couple of things on Facebook and you made $100, put that. I've seen people get approved for all kinds of things. And so don't count yourself out of business cards, because they really are a great additional stream to earn travel points. If you are just using personal credit cards and you're really trying to take a lot of vacations and rack up a lot of the points, you're going to at some point hit a wall and you're not going to be able to get more points. Business credit cards really are a great strategy to use if you're really serious about this hobby, and for elevated offers like this, 5 free night certificates, it's 100% yes for me in my brain. So keep that in mind. Don't count yourself out. And that is really everything that you need to know about this elevated offer. So definitely check it out here in the show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you end up signing up for it and what your plans are. I love hearing about all of your travel goals. I love when you guys reach out to me and say, I just went here and I just saved this much money. And oh my gosh, you have to check out this resort. Like, you guys are always sending me recommendations on where I should go. And I just absolutely love the community that we're building on here and sharing. If you're craving more of that community, definitely join the Travel Points Collective. It is going to be such an amazing group. You'll also get access to the membership, which is another great community that I have going on. So thank you as always. If you found this helpful, please share it, send it with a friend, and just share the Travel Points world with everybody you know. So I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will catch you on the next episode.